Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are on the top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. I apologize that I was not in shul this morning. And Meretz Hashem, we can continue Beretzifus with continuity through Maseches Brachos. So the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shekhash Baruch Mispalel. We mentioned before in the Gemara in Daf Avam Beis about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction when he comes to shul and there is no minyan there, which is in Daf, Vavam and Aleph. About Kadosh Baruch Hu also joining us in Tefillah and us connecting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinahs, with people, when 10 people get together in Davin. And the Gemara sort of takes it almost like a step further and says, B'nai Shekh Kadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chvod V'atzmo, also Davins? However we understand such a concept? Because Pasuk says, V'abiyosim, Mahar Kodshi, V'tzimachtu, V'tzfilosi. It says that when they bring El Har Kodshi, V'simachtim V'veis Tefillah Si, when they rejoice in the house of my Tefillah. So it doesn't say Tefillah Sam Lo Nemar, El Tefillah Si. It speaks about my Tefillah, namely the Tefillah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Okay, so my Matzli. So we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu Davins. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu Davins? Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. Yehi Ratzon Milfnai Sheyichvishu Rachamai Eskaasi. That Kadosh Baruch Hu prays that he can be Kovesh his Kaas, that the Rachamim can come and negate the Kaas. Vigolu Rachamai Midosai, and my children will rejoice over my Midos, Vesnoheg in Banai, Vimidos Rachamim. Vechones Lehem Lifnimishur Sadin. Okay, this Tefillah for God's mercy and God's subjugation of his anger. So Tanya, Ravi Shmuel ben Elisha, very famous Gemara. This whole Amud is both very famous and fascinating. So Ravi Shmuel ben Elisha came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Raisi Akasriel ka Hashem, Akasriel, who was like a representation or like a Malach Hashem, was Shuyoshev Akise Ram Venisa. And obviously we're speaking about Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So V'yomer li Yishmal Bini Barcheni, right, this is a famous Gemara, also made even more famous perhaps by an Avram Fried song. So he says that Barcheni, that he turns to Yishmal and says, give me bracha. So Marti lo yiratzim v'fanecha sheich v'shu rachamecha v'skasecha v'yigol rachamecha v'midosecha v'tiznoheg in banecha v'midas harachmen v'tikonis lehem v'fnim shur esedin. So this is all sort of the same tefillah Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. V'naneh li b'roshem. So Rashi says, "Kamoda bebirchasi v'ona amen." Again, obviously, this Gemara sort of treads into very difficult territory. But the basic idea of Yishmael giving a bracha to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, how do we understand such concepts is sort of beyond my pay grade. But certainly a fascinating, beautiful imagery. And if nothing else, Chazal is conveying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deep desire for Rachamim on Klal Yisrael. For Kamash Malon, we also learn from this Gemara, Shlotei Birchas Hedjot Kol Beinecha, that if somebody perhaps of a lesser stature than you, a Hedjot, tries to give you a bracha, that bracha should not be Kol Beinecha. A person should receive brachos from wherever they come from. Okay, second line or second wider line of the Gemara. Vemer V'yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, which is the same two people we had on the top of the Amud. Minayin she'ein meratzin lo l'odom b'shas kaso. How do we know that when somebody is angry, you don't try to be meratz to them, you don't try to appease them in the midst of their anger? So d'chsiv panayochu v'anichosi l'cha, or v'anichosi loch. My anger will leave, v'anichosi loch, and I will sort of allow you to stay, or I will show countenance towards you. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hamtein li ad she'avru panim shel za'am v'aniach lecha. Okay, so mi ika rascha or rischa kamed de kuchi b'richu. It's really true that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So Gemara says, it's totally true. D'tanya v'el zo'am b'chol yom. Okay, b'chol yom, right? So that Kadosh Baruch Hu has or v'kel zo'am b'chol yom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry or gets angered every single day. V'kama zo'amo rega. How long does his anger last for? Only a brief moment. V'kama rega. How long is a brief moment? So I'm going to allow the mathematicians among you to figure out what this is. But echad mechameshes ribo ushmones alafim ushmona meos vishmonim ushmona. It's like one. It's like I can't even say what that number is, but it's like this teeny little sort of fraction in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger flares up. Okay, so v'zuhi rega, and that's like an instantaneous moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger is manifest. V'yayin kol briya yichol chavein osa sha'a. No person can sort of be mechavein as to when that anger is. Chutz, and this is the top of the next set of white lines. Chutz me bilam harasha v'chsebein v'yodea das elyon. And he knew the das elyon. So Gemara says, hashta das behemoso lo havayada. If he could even comprehend the das of his animals, so how is he going to go ahead and comprehend the das of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So what does it mean then? The Yodea das Elyon el melamed shay Yodea lechavin osasha she Kaddish Baruch Hu koisba. Doesn't mean that he understood God's das. However, we understand that, but it means that he knew he could ascertain the moment in which a Kaddish Baruch Hu's anger was going to flare up. V'hainu diamar lohu navi l'Yisrael. So that is what the Navi tells Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk reads from Micha, so Ami Zecharna Mayatz Balak Melch Yoav Ume Ono So Bilam Ben Bor Minashitim Aragilgal Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. You should remember that which maybe Bilam had wanted to do based on Balak's command, as Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. That's the way the pasuk ends. So Ami, again, back in the Gemara, Ami Zecharna Mayatz Balak Melch Moav Chula. So then the Gemara concludes, at the end of the pasuk, it says, L'man Das Tzidkos Hashem. So what does it mean, the Tzidkos Hashem? So Amar V'lozar, Amar Lom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, De'u Kama Tzidkos Asisi Imachem. You should realize the magnitude and the quantity of Tzidkos that I did with you. Shalom Ka'asti B'yamei Bilam HaRasha, that I didn't allow my anger to be fueled during those days. Shemalei Ka'asti, that if I was angry during those days, and Bilam was able to ascertain when my anger was, okay, so Shemalei Ka'asti, lo nishtayer mistoneim shei Yisrael sirida po'opalit, that there'd be sort of like nothing left of the Soneim shei Yisrael. Again, obviously Soneim shei Yisrael is talking about Bnei Yisrael themselves. There would be nothing left because Bilam knew when that moment was. So think about the tzidkos I've done for you. V'hainu to come really Bilam lebalak, and that's what Bilam said to Balak. He says, "Ma ekov lo kabo kel, uma ezom lo zam Hashem." Right. In other words, that I can't curse because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not cursing them. He's not getting angry at them. So therefore, Balak, what do you want me to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost like not giving me a Pesach to curse Bnei Yisrael. So Malamei Shekol Osan Hayamim Lo Za'am. V'kama Zamo, and then this Deya says, well, how long does the anger last for? Rega. Ukama Rega. Amar of Avin V'semi Rebbe Avina. Rega Kememra. Rega, that moment of time, is the same amount of time, Kememra, that it takes to say the word rega, meaning that's like the whatever that takes, a quarter of a second, a half a second. So that is the expression of God's anger. Minol under rega rosach. Well, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger only lasts for a rega? Where do we have that? Shnemar ki rega bapo chayim birtzono. His anger only lasts for a minute. Chayim birtzono, but his ratzon, his love, lasts for in eternity. That, of course, is the pasuk from Tehillim. Maybe this is how we know that anger only lasts for an hour. Chavi kimat rega, ad yavur za'am. Hide for just a rega, ad yavur za'am, until the za'am, until the anger has passed. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, again, kavyachol get angry, but that anger is only very momentarily. Just as a side note, everyone knows the Mishnah says the various midos that a person has. This is what the Mishnah speaks about in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says, "Kasha lichos v'noam." Kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos. That one mida is that a person takes a long time for him to get angry, but once he's angry, he stays angry for a while, right? Imagine a relationship. So a person very rarely gets angry, but when he does, he'll bear a grudge, ad bias goyo, right? And the other day is noach lirtzos, Maybe he gets angry easily, or Noach lichos, v'noach lirtzos. He gets angry easily, but then his anger passes very, very quickly. So it's sort of like almost the two opposite sides of the spectrum. There's machlokas between the Meiri and some of the Rishonim, and Refersh also chimes in. Which one of those is more ideal? Is it more ideal to be a person who really gets angry, but once you're angry, you hold a grudge? Or is it better to be a person, obviously the best is to not get angry at all, who gets angry maybe somewhat easily, but then it passes. It takes a minute and it's done. So sort of thinking about that machlokas in light of this Gemara, because Shmuel gets angry every day, but it's only a rega. And then Chaim Biritzono, his love is sort of a very, very eternal, sort of thinking about the nature of that machlokas. Okay, so the Gemara continues. When during the day does the Kesh Baruch Hu get angry? So it's the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chiyura karbelasa de tarnagola, when the crown of the rooster's head turns white. V'ka'e achad kara. So and he stands on one leg. When that happens, that's the moment of God's anger. And that will be the time that, in theory, Bilam or someone else could, of course, Klal Yisrael. So Gemara says, wait a second. Kol shaisa v'shaisa nami koi hachi. Wait, roosters always stand on one foot, and roosters have white crowns in their head, right? So Gemara says, so eats beishuraiki. So kol shaisa, normally when a rooster stands, the typical state of a rooster, eats beishuraiki sumki. He has red streaks in his white crown. That's what we've all seen roosters before. They all, the ones we've seen at least, have red streaks. But Bahi Shaisa, when a Kesh Baruch Hu gets angry at that one moment, Leisbe Shuraiki Sumke. At that moment, I guess, the red streaks of the rooster disappear. And that's when we know that, somebody could be in trouble. So Gemara describes this very famous story. Hahumina dehava b'shivavuse de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was a certain apostate and a certain non-believer who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Have become mitzari le'tuva b'kroy. So this apostate was constantly bothering Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and trying to sort of slug him up with psukim, steers and psukim, what psukim mean, and he wouldn't leave Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi alone. So yumachat shakol tarnagola v'ukme ben kari da'aristav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had it. He takes a rooster, he places it in between the legs of his bed, v'yayim bay, and he sort of sat there waiting. Savar kimata hishaisa, when the time comes where I see that the crown of his head is fully white, I'll tell you. I will curse this min. Kimata hishaisa noyim. The story is almost somewhat funny. When that time finally came about, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was all ready to curse that person, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi fell asleep. So Amar Shmami no lavarch ari lemavet haki. You know what? I can see from this that this is not what a person should be doing. It's not orach ara. It's not sort of derech of metshekite. So he realized Racham of a kol ma'asav k'siv, that the Kesh Baruch Hu has mercy on all of his creations. V'ksiv gam enosh litzadik lotov, for a tzadik to bring about punishment to another person lotov. And obviously these plukim and a lot of these gemaras raise issues about bi'avid rishayim rina. Don't we rejoice when a rasha meets his end? How do we feel about the downfall of rishayim? But either way, so Yeshua ben Levi said, no matter how we might feel about the downfall of Rishayim, which is a long discussion in and of itself, I should not be the person who's trying to curse this person, and I should not be the person who's trying to bring about the punishment. So Mark continues, Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Meir, B'shosha Chamazor Rachas, when the sun begins to shine, V'chol Malchem Mizrachim Ma'arav Menichim Kisrayim B'roshayim, U'mishachavim L'chama, when the kings wake up in the morning, and they place the crowns on their head, and they bow down to the sun, miyad koitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaas? It's this sort of avodah zarah, and this the leadership of the entire world bowing down to the chama in the morning, and that's the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. I would just point out that we mentioned before that kings don't get up until 3 hours into the day, but I guess these Gemaras are consistent with that. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, another statement of Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Amtova mardus achas belibo sha'adam. One moment of regret. That's what mardus means here, where a person regrets his decision, is more valuable, Yosser mikama malchus. It's even more valuable to a person in their process of tshuva and change, more so than 100 lashes. Shenemar v'radfa es me'aveha, that really speaking about Yushalayim, but speaking, let's just say, about a woman running after her beloved ones, the Amra, and then she says in the middle of this, Elcha v'yashuva el ish yarishon. You know what? Why am I running after all these people that I think are going to give me attention and a relationship? Let me return back to my original man, my original husband, Kitovli, right? And then Ozmeyatam. Okay, and this, as we shown point out, is more powerful than all of the psukim afterwards in the Navi in Micha. I think this is from Micha. Let me just double check, right? That speak about punishments. It's from Hosea, not from Micha, excuse me. So this idea of the woman having remorse is more powerful than anything that comes afterwards. Okay, Reish Lakish Amar Yosef Mimea Malchus, that remorse and regret, charata, is more potent than even 100 lashes. Shemar tachas ga'ara b'mevin, right, that the ga'ara, regret, it sort of takes the place, mehakos kasil mea, more so than smiting a kasil, a foolish person, with 100 lashes. The Amar of Yochum and Shem Rabbi Yossi, again, same sort of two personalities. Shlosha dvarim bikesh Moshe m'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Three requests Moshe Rabbeinu made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. Number one, Bikesh Tishrei Shechina Yisrael. He requested that the Shechina resides in Israel, v'nasan lo. Shenemar halo b'lechtecha imanu, that, yeah, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are going with us. Okay? These are the psukim from Shmos. Okay? Then the second, Bikesh Shlo Tishra Shechina Al Ovdei Kochavim, requested that the Shechina does not go on the Kochavim, V'nasan Lo Shenemar, V'niflinu Ani V'yamcha, that we have separated ourselves, we have distinguished ourselves, me and your nation, namely that the other nations descended or diminished. Bikesh Shlo Dio Darchav Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously a very famous Gemara, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nasan lo. Okay, shenemar, hodieni na es darchecha. So Amar lo fanu Ribono shel Olam, what was it that he wanted to know? Mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo, v'yesh tzadik v'ra lo. How could that be the case? Yesh rasha v'tov lo, v'yesh rasha v'ra lo. Basically, how does the world function? So Amar lo Moshe, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. A tzaddik who has good, his father was also tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, that means that person is a tzaddik ben rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, so rasha ben tzaddik, that means even though that person's up was a rasha, his father was a tzaddik. Rasha v'ralo, rasha ben rasha. And before we just go right there, just mention there's a lengthy discussion about this topic, even let's say when it comes to a Baal Tefillah. Should you try to find a Baal Tefillah who has good yichus, somebody whose father was also a righteous person? And in certain places, we say the answer is yes, we value yichus. In other ways, the Gemara says in Brachos and in other places, that b'malkim shebal tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemur mishayim lamot sham, that who is the great person? The person who has no yichus, but they made for themselves, a life of spiritual greatness. So this Gemara sort of plays into the issue about the nature of yichus. So the Gemara continues. So Amar Mar, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben rasha. Is it really true? Eini v'hakziv poked avon avos al banim. You're going to visit the sins of the father unto the son. Uksiv, but another pasuk, a contradiction, says ubanim lo yumsu al avos, that a child will never suffer or die because of his father. Or minan karaya hadadi, we ask the question of these psukim onto each other. Umishaninan lo kasha. No, it's not a problem. Hakasha oksin masa vusein biodehim. When we say that you revisit the sins of the father and the son, it's when the son, in his own way, continues in the same path. And therefore, then, he also, in a way, is sort of like bearing what his father did. Ha'kishen oksin masa vusein biodehim. Here, it's when a person, basically, is a tzaddik ben rasha. The person has changed his life around. So therefore, that person is a tzaddik ben Rasha, and he's not going to get punished for his father. So why then do we answer in the Gemara that the tzaddik v'ralo is the tzaddik ben Rasha? Doesn't make sense, and that conflicts another Mamar Chazal. Okay, so Elohachi Kamerlei. So rather, this is what Kosh Baruch Hu answers. Tzadik v'ra v'tov lo, tzadik gamor. Tzadik v'ra lo, tzadik sheinu gamor. Rasha v'tov lo, rasha sheinu gamor. Rasha v'ra lo, rasha gamor. Which is a much more, I guess, appealing answer. Okay, and that's what Kosh Baruch Hu answers. So Upligad Rabbi Meir, this opinion, Riochanan, in the name of Riosi, who said that Kosh Baruch Hu answered all these things to Moshe, that disagrees with the position of Rabbi Meir. The Emor of Meir, Shtayim Nas Nulo, Vachas Lo Nas Nulo. Kosh Baruch Hu did not grant all three questions. Emor Chanosi as a Sharachon, Achon, the Alphabet Sheino Hagud. Kosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? You don't have a right to know how I conduct Kavyacho, my business, of who I treat properly, even though the person may not be hagun, the person may not be appropriate. This is not in your purview, this is bound in your understanding, and I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to bring rachamim to those who I think deserve rachamim. Which, by the way, which coincides a little bit with the Gemara's we mentioned before about Yisur and Shoava. Right, that even in a case where the person doesn't deserve it, the person may get it. Kosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm running the world in the way that I see fit. You may not understand that, and you may not even be entitled to the answer for that. Okay, so Af Al Pi Sheinu Hagun. So about 9 lines from the bottom by the period. Vayomer Lo Sucha Liros Es Panai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to see Kosh Baruch Hu's face. So Tanish made Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Kach Amar Kosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kishuret Sisi. When I wanted to reveal myself to you by the burning bush, Lo Ratzisa. Right, you cowered from that. Achshu Shata Rotsa the Rotsa. Now that you want 80 Rotsa, I don't want to reveal myself to you. Again, it's a very interesting back and forth with Moshe Rabbeinu. But again, this fits in the position of Rabbi Meir, where Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not revealing my ways to you. Pliga Rabbi Shmuel. This opinion that says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not sort of do what he was supposed to do with the burning bush, that opinion is conflicts with the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani. So I'm Rabbi Yonasan, the Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, Bishar Shalosh, Zachal Shalosh. For the schar of 3 things that Moshe Rabbeinu did at the burning bush, so he was zocha for 3 things. Bischar vayaster Moshe panav, that he hid his face, right? Meaning that was not a bad thing, that was a good thing. He was sensitive to the kedusha in that moment. Zocha leklaster upon him. He was able to be zocha to the beautiful radiance of his face. That's number 1. Bischar ki yore, in the schar that he was fearful, zocha levayiru maget. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time saying pasuk. It says that vayiru migeshes a love, that they were fearful of approaching Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's number 2. And lastly, bischar mehabit, that he didn't want to look at Kosh Baruch Hu zacha lebetrunas Hashem yabit, that Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to see the trunas Hashem. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was not criticized for his behavior at the burning bush, just the opposite. Okay, what did he see at the burning bush? That's Yerosi es kapi, v'ra'isa es acharai, that I will remove my hand, and you will see my back. Okay, so Omar Rav Chana bar Bizna Rav Shimon Chassid, the Malam made Shehira Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin, that he saw the back, is referring to the Kesher Shel Tefillin, obviously a very famous Gemara. This is now the second time we mentioned this. You know, in the previous Amud, we spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin and what are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. Okay, last Gemara. V'yam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yosi, kol dibur v'dibur shiyotz mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tova. Everything, every dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, l'tova, afilu al tnai lo chazero. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never goes back from that. He never returns from that, even if, let's say, the tnai upon which the bracha was promised is not fulfilled. So minalon mimoshe Rabbeinu shenemar heref mimeni vashmidem, sort of remove yourself from me. This Moshe Rabbeinu recounting in Sefer Devarim all the incidents that happened in Sefer Shmos and other places. Heref mimeni vashmidem, remove yourself from me, and I will destroy. This is obviously by Chet Egel. V'eso ischa l'goyotzum, and I will make you into the great nation. Namely, I'll take Sheva Levi and I'll make that great. So Avagav Deboy Moshe Rachamei Allah, right? Demilsa, even though Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rachamim, Ubatla, and that promise of destroying Bnei Israel was negated. Afil hachi ukma bizarik. So even so, he still maintained the promise to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar Bnei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. His children were Gershom v'Eliezer. V'yu Bnei Eliezer Rachve Harosh, and that Rachve was the head of the Bnei Gershom. Excuse me, Rechavia, not Rachve. Excuse me, Bnei Rechavia. Rebo Lamala, and that Bnei Rechavia was Lamala from Rebo. Rebo was speaking about 600,000 people. Vatani Rav Yosef Lamala Mishish and Rebo, right? Asya Rabia Kasiv Hacha Rebo Lamala Uksiv Hasam Bnei Yisrael Pruvi Shritzuva Yerbu. Okay, so over here we mentioned the word of Rabia, right? That's talking about 600,000 people. And we know that from, obviously, in the beginning of Shmos, that says that they multiplied to 600,000 people. You, B'nai Moshe, B'nai Gershom, would be Lamala from that. You're going to be even greater than that. So the Shevet of Levi, at least according to this Gemara, was greater than the rest of Klai Yisrael, and that was a fulfillment of that Pasuk, where Cheshbarach was Moshe Rabbeinu, I will destroy this nation, I'll elevate you. So the nation was not destroyed, but Shevet Levi, in fact, was elevated. And Mirzah Hashem, we will continue to learn tomorrow with Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, thank you.